Jason and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, our friend Livy Bedard is back inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
We love a repeat offender. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And you're doing something called Better Together. It is the Better Together team for a cornhole tournament.
Cornhole.
Why are you doing the tournament? What's it for?
So I'm continuing to raise money for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. I have about a little less than 3 weeks left in my fundraising campaign. And this is kind of like our last big event. So we're trying to get 32 teams to participate in our cornhole tournament. It's in Norwood at the Knights of Columbus from 5 to 9 on Saturday.
Can you tell us again why this particular charity is so important to you?
The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society is really important to me because when I was in middle school, my best friend was diagnosed with a rare form of leukemia. And I had to see her go through all the chemo, all the injections, all the shots, everything like that. It definitely wasn't easy to see. She's in full remission now. She's doing great. But I know that there's kids out there who are still fighting cancer and who will continue to be diagnosed. So to be able to help in any way that I can is really important to me.
And I think it's great. How old are you, Livy?
I'm 20.
20 years old, out here making a difference in her community.
Doing the work. It's so wonderful.
Thank you.
Well, I know we got a lot of cornhole players out there, so you've got room for teams.
Yes, we do.
So the event is Saturday, May 24th, so that's this Saturday, 5 to 9 p.m. It's going to be at the Knights of Columbus, 572 Nickel Street in Norwood, Mass. If you want to text us here in the studio, we will send you a link to it. There is a similar event that happens like this in Charlestown at the Knights, and it is a party.
Yeah.
It is a scene, because you do it all indoors, right?
It depends. I think we're doing it outdoors. It's supposed to be pretty nice out.
Okay, okay.
And then if the weather kind of is a little bit iffy, we're going to have tents.
Oh,
but then we have drinks, we have food, and we have a bunch of raffles. We're raffling off a nice grill. We actually have a signed Drew Holiday picture. We have a huge hair basket, hair kit, a cooking basket. We have all the stuff. And we have a silent auction site going right now, too, with like a signed Gronk jersey, some Patriots tickets, a couple golf foursomes. So.
Wow.
Dan, you throwing bags at all with cornhole? You any good?
Oh, God. I used to play somewhat regularly, but it's been a while.
Oh.
Yeah,
I'm terrible. I am good.
I
am the literal worst. Don't want me
Are you good?
Team.
I'm very good at bags. In fact, the surprise
And humble, too.
I've got lanky arms. It's halfway to the board.
That's, you know, people always accuse me of cheating. They're like, you're leaning way too far. I'm like, no, I'm just tall.
Do you always hold a beer as a counterweight in your other hand?
You have to.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Or you're
I can't
not
throw
play
without
right.
a beer in my hand.
Yeah. It's the only way to play cornhole, really.
So funny.
Okay. So again, this Saturday, May 24th, at the Knights of Columbus in Norwood. Drop us a text here in the studio at 617-655-1234. Again, 617-655-1234. The Better Together Team Cornhole Tournament for Leukemia and Lymphoma Foundation. And our good friend, Livy. Livy, I mean, you're already a member of the Good Vibe Tribe, but we
Why not twice?
Yes. We just want to say it again. That we love what you're doing. You are really out here just representing, you know, young people so well and getting involved in your community. And that's what the Good Vibe Tribe is all about. So thank you for coming back.
Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Yes. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. And again, if you want a link for that, text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix, streaming on the Odyssey app. You ready for the dirty?
Born ready.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Kennedy, you didn't with us.
Dirty is a service of findmassmoney.gov. So some sad news to report this morning. Cheers star George Wendt has passed away. He, of course, played Norm on Cheers. People apparently congregated around Cheers downtown yesterday after they heard the news. I saw some
That's awesome.
Things on the news. One guy was in a Cubs hat, too. I was like, love it.
There's apparently a photo of him and a beer mug, and they've roped off his stool at Cheers yesterday.
They say he died peacefully in his sleep while at home. He was a family man, a well-loved friend, and a confidant to all those lucky enough to have known him. He will be missed forever.
That show ended in like 93, so I missed like the cultural impact that it had.
It had a big one.
Yeah, which always bummed me out. I would love the biggest show to be on TV to be about Boston. That would be awesome.
When they did the last episode, they all went on Letterman that night, and it was live, and they were so drunk. Every last one of them. And David's trying to like reel him in, and he just was like, you guys do whatever. That's your homework for today if you want to watch something funny.
God bless it.
And Norm was in the last scene. So the last scene is as, you know, Sam is closing up the bar. And Norm says to him, he's like, you know, you always came back because you loved her. That's why you always came back. It was because of her. And Sam's like, who are you talking about? And right before he walks out the door, Norm turns around and goes, you know who I'm talking about. So you don't know if he was talking about her or the bar.
It was the bar.
It was definitely the bar.
So here are some of Norm's best lines.
Afternoon, everybody. Norm! How you doing, Norm? What do you know? Not enough. Afternoon, everybody.
Hey, Norm.
Better give me a tall one in case I like it. Afternoon, everybody.
Hey, Norm!
How's life treating you, Norm?
I got just ran over its dog.
What's up, Norm?
My nipples. It's freezing out there.
What can I do for you, Norm?
Well, I am going to need something to kill time before my second beer. How about a first one?
You got it.
That's a good line.
And, of course, who could forget this?
The Bears.
Yep. So he will be missed.
The Bears.
Well, I can't have one day without Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson invading my dirty. According to sources in the know and the New York Times, Jordan Hudson is telling friends that they are indeed engaged. Wow. She has been seen wearing a diamond ring on that particular finger in New York and at the NFL Honors Ceremony. Nothing has been confirmed. Belichick's boat, I don't know if this is real or not, was formerly named Eight Rings and then has been renamed One Plus Eight Rings.
Yeah, I don't know if that's real or not either. I saw that as well trending yesterday.
Yeah, sometimes it's really hard to know what is and what isn't. And I try very hard to bring you guys the things that are real. But TMZ is reporting it. And they have a picture of it. So,
they are absolutely getting married. I think this whole thing with the CBS News has just strengthened their relationship. And they are just us against the world. And we're going to prove them all wrong with our love.
If this is true, then I'm not even mad anymore. She's the Michael Jordan of securing the bag. Good for her. She is securing all of the bags.
She is.
How long was Linda Holiday with this man and didn't get a ring?
A very long time.
It's years, right, yeah. Kennedy?
But she has her own life and she is doing just fine.
Oh, yes.
I stand Linda. I love her. So
it's nothing against Linda.
That was actually my point.
No, yes. Not at all. She walked out with her head held high. So, and that's what I got.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school, you sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let love bloom in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Alicia from Plymouth.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Alicia, will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. Win yourself $100. She's now over in that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. And just a reminder, Alicia, if you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you, okay?
Of course.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Mattel is turning the game Whack-A-Mole into a movie. Mattel turned Barbie into a movie back in 2023. Who played the lead role of stereotypical Barbie in that film?
I think that was Margot Robbie.
Mr. T, 73 years old today. What is Mr. T's famous catchphrase?
Oh. He wore that gold necklace.
Yep.
He had a mohawk.
Yep. It's not coming to me.
All right.
Rocky Balboa.
Question number three.
Mm-hmm.
The New York Knicks will play the Indiana Pacers tonight as the NBA Eastern Conference semifinals begin. The Knicks play at one of the world's most famous arenas. What is that arena called?
Oh, My husband is going to kill me. The Knicks will play at... Is it... I'm going to just say, like, MetLife or something.
Okay.
I know that's not right.
It's the Eastern Conference Finals, actually. I said semifinals. Sorry about that. Question number four. Kevin Jonas' real name is Paul, and he asked fans if he should start using it. The Jonas Brothers' Big Break was through a musical movie on the Disney Channel. What was the movie called?
Camp Rock.
We're back in our wheelhouse.
Question number five.
Yep.
The internet is making fun of Morgan Wallen's new song, Miami. They're saying he collaborated with Alvin and the Chipmunks because the chorus is especially high-pitched. What are the names of the three chipmunks from Alvin and the Chipmunks?
That's Alvin, Simon, and Theodore.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
It's pretty good, Alicia. Pretty good.
All right. Did all right.
I always have high expectations for women named Alicia. That is my sister's name. And she, unlike me, is one of the nicest people, Dan.
I'm sure she's wonderful.
Yes. Yeah,
she's a joy.
She is, really. You meet her and you're like, there's no way she's related to Carson.
Oh, now.
Seriously. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Alicia got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Mattel is turning the game Whack-A-Mole into a movie.
I don't understand.
Mattel turned Barbie into a movie back in 2023. Who played the lead role of the stereotypical Barbie in that film?
Margot Robbie.
What do you think the plot would be for a Whack-A-Mole movie?
I don't know.
Maybe it's a spy thriller?
Got to be whacking moles. That's most of it.
They're trying to destroy the world, and you have to... eradicate them.
Mr. T.
Like Caddyshack and the Gophers.
That would be good.
If I kill all the Gophers, they're going to lock me up and throw away.
If they don't get almost 80-year-old Bill Murray for a cameo.
Mr. T, 73 years old today. What is Mr. T's famous catchphrase?
I pity the fool.
2-1.
Yeah.
The New York Knicks will play the Indiana Pacers tonight as the NBA semifinals begin. The Knicks play at one of the world's most famous arenas. What is that arena called?
Madison Square Garden.
It is MSG, Madison Square Garden. 3-1.
That's right.
MetLife Stadium, I think, is where
where the Jets and the Giants both play.
Oh, okay.
Which is in New Jersey.
New Jersey.
So they're not New York teams.
3-1. Question number four. Kevin Jonas' real name is Paul, and he's asking fans if he should start using it. Very odd. The Jonas Brothers' Big Break was through a musical movie on the Disney Channel. What was it called?
Camp Rock.
4-2. The internet is making fun of Morgan Wallen's new song, Miami. They're saying he's collaborated with Alvin and the Chipmunks because the chorus is especially high. What are the names of all three chipmunks?
Simon, Theodore.
That is correct.
Alvin, Simon, Theodore.
And what's the guy's name? Their manager.
Me, I want a hula hoop.
5-3 is the final
Dave
score.
Dave?
Oh, I don't know.
Dude, you can't.
It's Dave.
What is it?
I believe it's Dave.
It is. I think you're right. I think it is Dave.
Bonus point for Alicia.
Yay!
She wins the game.
All right, 5-4. 5-4. It was so much closer. Alicia, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you listening and playing this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Alicia from Plymouth, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
All right, so we were just talking with LaToya Edwards from NBC 10 Boston, and she had a story in the news, and we got completely sidetracked, and here we are, about what are the most popular names to name your kids in 2025. I had joked that Liam was one of them, and in fact, Liam, I think, was in the top five, along with a Noah was in there.
Noah, Liam, Oliver, Elijah... and then for girls, Olivia, Amelia, Sophia, Emma, Charlotte.
I do like all those girls' names, though.
Those are all
lovely names.
Yeah, but what happened to the names from back in the day, Kennedy? What was your grandmother's name?
I had an Ethel and a Virginia, but we called her Jin.
Ethel. That is all-timer.
All-timer.
You're not meeting any little girls that are 5 years old that are named Ethel anymore.
Let's bring it back.
Yeah, I had a Sally and a Leonora. I haven't seen a Sally under 60 in quite a while.
I love the name Sally.
My mom was Annette. I love
that's a good one.
That's a good one, right? I had Annette and I had Lillian. Now, I think there's Lilies out there, but somebody being called Lillian, I feel like that's not out there as much anymore. All right, let's see. What do we have for like a young person with an old person's name?
Lorraine.
Lorraine?
Lorraine.
Yeah, that's kind of an old lady name.
Wasn't that
Was
that on Cheers? Carla's ex-husband's new girlfriend, Lorraine.
Oh, it may have been.
Wow,
but the only Lorraines I remember are like Lorraine Newman that was on Saturday Night Live, and she was definitely born in the 40s and 50s. I'll be 50 this year, but when I went to college, someone said to me, they're like, "You have a great name for a grandma." So,
do you keep hard candy and tissues in your purse?
I do love my name. Oh. I've always been the only Lorraine for the most part, so
yeah,
it is
not a lot of.
I like it, but it's definitely an old lady one.
Nice. Thanks for sharing that, Lorraine.
Thanks.
Is it Louise or Louie? I'm not sure which. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, my name's Liz, but I named my daughter Louise.
Okay. And does that feel like an old lady name, Kennedy?
I don't know. I like it.
See, a lot
that's not what he asked.
Thank you.
I mean, maybe, but so what? Like
Louisa May Alcott? What are we talking about here?
Did you name her after someone or?
No, everybody thinks I might have named her after my grandmother or great-grandmother, but we actually named her after Louise Belcher from Bob's Burgers.
You're lying.
That's exactly where my mind went.
Oh my God, that is the most amazing thing ever. Oh my God.
Oh, that is so good.
God, if you could name your kids after animated TV characters, that opens up a whole new world for me.
You can do whatever you want, Dan. You created them. You can do what you like.
I know, but there should be some rules.
Nah.
Oh, that's so
good. I don't think I'm going to be honest with her about that. I don't think I'll tell her we named her after Louise Belcher, but...
Oh, my God. That is so good. All right. Thanks for sharing that. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
Good morning, Abby.
Good morning.
Okay. We're not thinking Abby is an old lady name, are we?
No.
No. Okay. No, we're not. But my great-grandmother's middle name was Beatrice.
Oh, that's definitely an old lady name.
Okay,
Beatrice.
But that's your great-grandmother. She is an old lady. That was just a name when she got it.
You got to understand the assignment.
We're talking about people in 2025 with old lady names.
Oh, that's so good. All right. Thank you, Abby.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Bye. Crystal, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, what's the old lady name? Crystal? I don't think so.
No. Crystal's not the old lady name. I was actually thinking of Dolores.
So who's named Dolores in your life?
So it was actually my grandmother. She passed away last year. But I also have a sister who's only about 40, and she got named after her. So it's an old lady name, but there are still some around. And I wonder, I actually don't know if Dolly Parton's original name was Dolores, but that's what my sister's name is, Dolores, shortened to Dolly.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
No, I was just going to say, being 40 years old and being Dolores has got to be awful.
Yeah, did she get teased about her name growing up?
Well, there's a lot of jokes made because our first language is Spanish, and Dolores is actually pains. It's the word for pain in Spanish. It's dolor. So Dolores is pain. Like if you say I'm having pain, it's yo tengo Dolores. Like in whatever body part you say.
She is catching it in multiple languages.
So in Spanish, how would you say Dolores, you're being a pain?
Oh, man. Dolores está siendo un dolor.
Oh, that is so good.
You
Thank
call back
you, Crystal.
Anytime.
Thanks, Crystal. We appreciate that.
No, it's my first time being on the radio.
Yay!
With you.
Oh,
well, you're a rock star. You did great.
Thank you so much. I was nervous.
Oh, you did great.
You did great.
All right.
I don't have to do my Duolingo today.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
617-655-1234.
This is wild.
That was more fun than I thought it was going to be.
Indeed.
Young people with old people names. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix. If you want to share yours, 617-655-1234.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Lola. I feel like that's a old lady name. There's not a lot of Lolas anymore, right?
Yeah. I think of the song, Her Name Was Lola.
She was a show
girl. Yeah. From Barry Manilow.
Which is a long time ago, so.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix, streaming on the
record.
Odyssey app.
I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, it's still
new and hip, Kennedy.
I have an old man middle name. Sydney. That's an old man middle name.
Sydney is an old man
That's an old man name.
Sydney eats dinner at 4:30 with suspenders
Sydney
on.
Sydney is an old Jewish man who likes to read the New York Times and have bagel and lox.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that is every guy in my family. And so we were talking to LaToya Edwards earlier this morning, NBC 10 Boston. She was talking about like the most popular boy names and girl names. And it's kind of all the ones that you expect right now, like Olivia and Liam, Noah. Like these are all the popular ones. But it's just kind of funny when you meet a young person and they have an old person's name and you're like, why did they do that to you?
Bring it back because we're bringing it back.
Right. Let's see here. Let me grab right here. I believe Kelly, are you there?
Hi, yes, I am.
What is, your husband has an old man name?
Oh, yes, he does. It's Gene Leonard.
Gene Leonard.
Yep, OMG. And he actually has twin boys, and he gave one of his twin boys Gene as a middle name, G-E-N-E.
There are no Genes anymore.
Yeah, all the Genes I can think of are super old or dead.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, his dad is a Gene, and his grandfather was a Gene, so like
and
they
his
carried
his great-grandfather and the guy that came across the plains was a Gene.
Yep.
His great-great-grandfather was the first Gene.
Right.
Ah, come on.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Wrote his birth certificate on a stone tablet.
Oh, right. Okay.
All right. Let's see. Who is this?
Good morning. This is a person who you made the segment for me. My name is Maureen.
I went to college with a bunch of Maureens.
Yes, we're old. You just proved our point.
Maureen, how old are you?
I am 36.
That's a younger Maureen for sure.
So all the Maureens I know are older than me. So growing up, being 5 years old, and be like, what's your name, kid? Maureen. All right, cool. The story's over there.
Right. It's like seeing a baby named Harold.
Right.
You're like, that's... you got to grow into that name.
Well, we could keep going and saying my daughter's name is Penelope.
Oh, you did that.
Yeah, that's definitely an old lady's name, Penelope.
And then my son's name is Emmett, so I guess we're just continuing the old person train.
Here for it.
That's good, though, actually. I like those names. Those are great. All right, thanks for calling in, Maureen.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, good morning, Mix. Who is this?
Diane from Walpole.
Okay, Diane, what's the old person's name in your family?
So we have a Lillian. We also have an Antoinette. But why I called is because when I was working at another job, a friend of mine and I got bored one afternoon and we started to call each other old-fashioned names. I was Prunella and she was Lavinia.
Yep. Everybody needs a fake name and alter ego because you just never know.
Right? You just don't know. Then we started to create a Google sheet of all sorts of old-fashioned names. It got us through the afternoon. It was a blast.
Oh my God, you're a woman after my own heart using Google Sheets for fun. Nerds!
I feel like you may have gotten fired from this job because you weren't very productive.
I was not fired, but I am no longer there.
Oh, good stuff.
All right, Prunella, bye.
Bye.
Good morning, Mix. Who is this?
Hi, this is Kristen.
All right, Kristen. What is the old lady name for the young person in your family?
I have a 16-year-old niece. Her name is Eleanor.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
That's an old lady name for a 16-year-old.
Exactly.
I feel like if you're an Eleanor, you're wearing those glasses that have the chains on them. So when you take off the glasses, they're hanging around your neck.
Mm. Not that there's anything wrong with that, of course. Yeah.
Does your niece ever wax poetic about movie prices in the 1940s? Used to cost 5 cents to see a moving picture.
I don't even think she realizes that it's an old person's name.
If she's embracing it, so will we.
Yeah, her favorite drink is a sarsaparilla.
This middle school used to be all farmland.
All right, thanks for calling in. We appreciate that.
No problem.
Good morning, Barbara.
Hi.
What is the old lady name in your family?
Wouldn't you think Barbara is?
No, I don't know. Barb? Barbara?
No?
I don't know.
I have an aunt named Barbara.
My best friend's mom was
really?
Barb. We called her Barb.
Oh.
Yeah, I have an aunt Barbara, too.
Barb could definitely be considered an older woman's name.
I guess so.
I don't hate it.
Yeah, Barbara.
Well, I was named after my aunt, and they used to call her Barbara, and then me, Barbie. I do not look like a Barbie. No. I am not a Barbie.
No, that's a hard pass. Yeah, that's a hard pass.
Do you enjoy the Beach Boys song, Barbara Ann?
Sometimes
when
I have
to
relax.
Kennedy?
I don't know
it.
Take my hand.
You got me rocking and a rhythm, rocking and a rhythm, Barbaran, Barbaran. Try Betty Lou.
All right,
try Maggie Sue.
We got to do a show still.
All right.
I'm sorry we just did that to you. It just took The spirit took it.
Have a great day.
This is also my first time on the radio, so
yay!
I appreciate it.
First time.
You're never going to call back after we do. I'm sorry.
You better.
I will.
All right, bye, Barb.
Thank you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Be Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England. A little love goes a long way in the 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Caitlin from Boston.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Caitlin, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five trivia questions. They're all pop culture things. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win the money. Looking at the big board, Kennedy with 6,000. Is that 6,004, 6,001? What is that? What number is that, Dan, that second number?
I don't know. It's Max handwriting.
Hey, what is that second number there? Is that a 4, a 1 after the 6? 6,108 wins, 446 losses. Are you ready, Caitlin?
I think I'm ready.
Okay.
I believe in you.
Intern Matt couldn't read his own handwriting either. All right,
he writes like a doctor without the medical knowledge.
Question number one: Cheer star George Wendt died yesterday at the age of 76. George Wendt played Norm for the show's entire run. Which actor played Sam Malone, the former Red Sox pitcher turned bar owner on Cheers?
Ted Danson.
Look What You Made Me Do. Taylor's version is in the second to last episode of The Handmaid's Tale. And Swifties are freaking out that the next Taylor's Version album is dropping soon. Which album is that?
Reputation.
This singer's 45 today. Take a listen to his only hit song and then name the singer.
No, you didn't have to stop so long. Have your friends collect your records and change your number. You said I don't need that more. Now you're just somebody that I used to know.
Name the artist.
I think I'm going to pronounce it wrong, but it's like Gautier.
Question number four. The Indianapolis 500 is this Sunday. Which flag do they start waving to signify the last lap of a race?
Oh, I don't think it's it, but all I can think of is the black and white checkered flag.
All right. And question number five. Today in 2021, Olivia Rodrigo released her debut album, Sour, featuring the hit song Driver's License. Name the other two people in the love triangle that she sang about in Driver's License.
Oh my goodness. What's his name? I know it's Sabrina Carpenter, and his name is like Matt. Can't think of his. I don't think I'm going to get his last name, though.
Okay. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Oh, you're one name away from an automatic.
Well, I don't know, because question number four is incorrect the way it was written, and the answer is wrong.
What do you mean?
Well, I'll explain it when we get there. I'll give it to you. Kennedy?
Yeah?
Caitlin got 3 out of 5 correct is what I have.
Man.
We'll have to figure one out.
I had 4, but...
Yeah, well, I'll explain to you what I'm thinking, Dan. These are tough, Kennedy. Ready?
Yeah.
Cheer star George Wendt died yesterday at the age of 76. George played Norm for the show's entire run. Which actor played Sam Malone, the former Red Sox pitcher turned bar owner on the show?
Ted Danson.
And it also was the anniversary of the last episode of Cheers yesterday. Kind of interesting that that's when he passed away. Tied at 1. Look What You Made Me Do. Taylor's version is in the second to last episode of The Handmaid's Tale. And Swifties are freaking out that the next Taylor's version album is dropping soon. Which album is that?
Reputation.
Tied at 2. Question number 3. This singer turns 45 today. Take a listen to his only hit song and then name the artist.
Gautier
is correct. Question number 4. The Indianapolis 500 is this Sunday. Which flag do they start waving to signify the last lap of the race?
not red. It's not yellow. Is it green?
It is the white flag. It is the white flag. The checkered flag is the end of the race.
Correct.
The white flag signifies the final lap of the race.
All right.
So you both got that one wrong. It is 3-3. Question number 5.
Yep.
Today in 2021, Olivia Rodrigo released her debut album, Sour. It featured her hit song, Driver's License. Name the two people in the love triangle with her that she sang about in Driver's License.
Is it Sabrina Carpenter and Joseph Elordi? I'm just making up names. At this
I think
point.
It's Jacob Elordi.
Oh, thank you.
And no.
Is he the right age, though?
Sabrina Carpenter was correct.
All right.
Joshua Bassett was the other one.
Oh, yes.
Yes. 3-3 is the final score.
Talk about that guy fumbling the bag. He was dating Olivia Rodrigo and Sabrina Carpenter. Now where is he?
Now who is he?
Now we can't even remember his name.
So with a 3-3 tie, Kennedy gets the win. Unfortunately, Caitlin, you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you listening and playing this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Caitlin from Boston, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So Kennedy found herself in a pretty funny situation in a family group text that included her mom and dad, who have been divorced since you were how old?
12.
12.
Yep.
And your sisters are in there.
Yep.
And they get along swimmingly well.
Yep. We vacationed together when I was a kid, like all of it. Yeah, they did it right.
And Kennedy's going down to see her dad in Virginia.
Yeah, I'm bringing back Smokey, the dog I've been hanging on to for a little while he's doing physical therapy and healing up. And he's been working really hard, and he's excited to get her back.
But there are some concerns about you traveling to Virginia.
Apparently so.
And so I have asked Kennedy to act out the scene that unfolded via text message.
And I want to be really clear, I'm not making fun of anybody, Mom, Dad, if you're listening.
No. This was actually my idea. No, you're not making fun of
them. I think we've all been here. We've all done it.
Right. So you're going to be playing your dad?
I'll be playing everybody.
You're playing your mom?
She's versatile.
And hurt yourself.
Right.
It's like a one-woman show where you play all the parts.
So this all began with a picture because I got Smokey groomed one last time before I'm taking her back because it's important to leave things better than you found them. And so I just sent a picture, one last trip to the salon before heading back to Virginia, and a cute picture of this amazing woman who grooms my dog. She like knocks out of the park. Anyway, and my dad says, "Is she behaving? She looks awfully cute. You're doing a great job. I love you." And then my mom says, "How long will you be in RVA? And I said, "For the weekend." And my mom said, "That's a long drive. You should stay a while." To which I said, "I'll be okay. I like road trips." To which my father says, "It is a long drive. She knows what she's doing." See, at this point, we turn to third person. Third person. Suddenly, I'm no longer in the group chat. I'm a she. I'm not here. We're talking above me, which is fine. It's a long drive. She knows what she's doing. What would you propose we do? And at this point, I start to get uncomfortable because I'm like, are we arguing? Are we fighting? No, we're not fighting. Are we fighting? What do you mean? What do we propose we do? It feels... To which my mother says, "I can't think of any way to get Smokey back other than that. She does know what she's doing, though. Smiley face."
They have confidence in you.
I'm sweating at this point. I can't even tell you. I realize this is not conflict or contrary, but I just don't talk to people ever. And this, I don't want to leave.
why is this making you so uncomfortable?
I'm fine. I'm good. Don't worry about me because I don't need people worrying about me. I don't know.
Maybe because she's in her 50s and she's capable of driving to Virginia.
Yeah, but your parents are always going to parent you. Well, when you're 80. If they're 100, they'll still parent you.
So which I said, "I'm fine, everyone. If I get tired, I'll stop. If I get hungry, I'll eat. It's all good. I'm looking forward to it.
If I get hungry, I'll eat." That's my favorite line.
And then my dad was like, "I tried other things. You know, maybe we can meet halfway." He just can't drive very well right now, and I don't want to, whatever.
Right.
But he said, "I've got every faith in her. I have all kinds of activities set up for her while she's down here, so she won't be bored with me, which is easy to do." Little does he know that sitting on the couch is just fine for me. But I'm here for it. So mom's like, "Oh, all sounds good. Have a wonderful time." And then my dad goes, "Well, if you and Sam," that's my mom's husband, "want to come up, let me know. I'll get the tickets to the show we're going to." And then he said, "And mom has cello on Sunday." But he meant to say Monticello. But he was doing voice to text.
Mom has cello.
Your mom has cello practice. It's good that she has hobbies.
So mom says, "Thanks, sorry to miss it." And then she side texts me and said, "Oops, I didn't realize I was talking to everybody." And who was playing cello? I couldn't figure it out. So that was my day. I mean, I feel like we've all been there. You're in a group chat and forget you're in a group chat. You know, she just speaks her piece.
Who's playing cello, Kennedy?
Thomas Jefferson.
I know. I only know Monticello from that Hamilton line when they're in the rap battle.
Because he was Thomas Jefferson.
Whatever
where he
the
lived.
Hell did you do with Monticello?
Hey, Sally.
You misheard the lyric, Dan. It was, what did you do with Monticello?
Not that there's anything wrong with that. But in any event, so now I have to text 8 people as I leave town. Probably give updates on the way.
Checking in every 20 or 30 minutes.
I mean, I just, the fact that they both went to she and like I was no longer in the conversation, I was like, what's happening
is
here?
Is she going to be able to drive here?
I mean, maybe I felt like I had reverted back to my 13-year-old self.
Yeah, is there some childhood like, trauma going on there? Mom and dad are fighting.
From the 978, I'm dying. I needed this morning with the morning I've had. Thank you so much, Kennedy.
You're welcome, friends. You're welcome.
You should just take pictures of Smokey at like random landmarks down on your road trip.
That's
so that they know that she's okay
all.
And you're okay.
Oh my God, I love that.
Like
idea.
Here's me, a Smokey, next to the world's biggest ball of yarn or whatever the hell you see on your way.
Here we are
here.
At the
here's
south
the
of the
Washington
border.
Monument. Yeah. I'm not going that far
oh,
south.
Oh, that's right. You're not going
yeah,
to north.
Believe me, I would.
Well, thank you for sharing, Kennedy.
Sure, friends.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's going to school, you sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. Let love bloom in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Carol from Hanover.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kennedy. How are you?
Good.
You're out walking the dogs. Is this like aww, your dogs or is this professionally speaking?
I'm a dog walker.
Hey.
So all day walking dogs.
All right, Carol, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Sure. Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
I guess we now have the answer, Dan.
Answer to what?
Of who let the dogs out.
God, it was right in front of me. And I just opened the door.
It was me.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. Win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. And she is now over in that soundproof studio. Can't hear anything that is happening. Question number 1. Today is National Talk Like Yoda Day. What did Yoda teach Luke to use in his training?
The Force.
Tom Cruise was asked what an ideal Father's Day would look like for him. His answer did not involve any mention of his 3 children.
Teddy!
Cruise adopted 2 kids with his ex, Nicole Kidman, and then he had a daughter, Suri, biologically, with which actress?
Katie Holmes.
Paris Hilton's hack to take the grease off of pizza is to slap the slice of cheese upside down onto the outside lid of the box.
Nobody does that.
Fans pointed out that the box isn't clean and a napkin could do it just as easily. Which of these 3 pizza chains posted the highest revenue last year in the United States? Was it Domino's, Pizza Hut, or Little Caesars?
I'm going to go with Domino's.
Rumor has it Bill Belichick and his girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, are engaged. Hudson recently competed in a Miss USA competition for a New England state. Which state was it?
Maine.
Question number 5. Snoopy presents a summer musical will hit Apple TV in July. It's the first Peanuts musical in 25 years. What is the name of the little yellow bird that is Snoopy's best friend in Peanuts?
Woodstock?
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy! That was really fast.
You did great, Carol.
Oh, good.
Kennedy?
Yep.
Carol from Hanover, the dog walker, got 5 out of 5.
Woo! All right.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you which one she got right or wrong. It adds to the suspense.
That's what they tell me.
Dun-dun. These are tough. Are you ready?
Yep.
Today is National Talk Like Yoda Day. What did Yoda teach Luke to use in his training?
The Force.
Tom Cruise was asked what an ideal Father's Day would look like for him.
Ha!
His answer did not involve any mention of his 3 children. Cruz adopted two kids with his ex, Nicole Kidman, and then had his daughter Suri biologically with which actress?
Katie Holmes.
Paris Hilton's hack to take grease off a pizza is to slap the slice cheese side down onto the outside lid of a box.
Sure.
Nope.
That is a wild flex.
Well, how do you get the oil off it?
A paper towel or a napkin?
Maybe you don't have one.
You're putting cheese slice down on that box that all those workers put their hands on? That's bonkers.
Your whole pizza is in the box where the workers put their hands on.
Mm-hmm.
Funny story.
But that's inside of the box. Whatever. It's different than the top of the box.
Whatever.
Which of these
you
three...
You defending her on this is crazy.
Caring about it. I don't. I'll eat any pizza anywhere, anytime. I don't care what it touched.
Which of these three pizza chains posted the highest revenue last year in the United States?
Oh, brother.
Is it Domino's, Pizza Hut, or Little Caesars?
Domino's.
Rumor has it Bill Belichick and his girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, are engaged. Hudson recently competed in a Miss USA competition for a New England state. Which state was it?
Maine.
Snoopy Presents, a summer musical, will hit Apple TV in July. It's the first Peanuts musical in 25 years. What is the name of the little yellow bird that is Snoopy's best friend in Peanuts?
Woodstock.
Question number one, you
said
the force. Question number two, you said Katie Holmes. Question number three, we're going to skip that
one. Oh, no.
Question number four, it is Maine. Question number five, you said Woodstock.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yes, that is correct. And question number three, the highest revenue pizza joint in the United States last year, was it Domino's, Pizza Hut, or Little Caesars? You said Domino's?
I did.
That was correct.
Oh!
Yes, nice work, Kennedy.
Yeah, Domino's made $9 billion last year.
I helped.
For mid-pizza.
I helped.
Yeah.
So 5-5 is the final score, and with a 5-5 tie, because we know it makes our boss very angry.
Hashtag
suck it, Sal. We are going to give you the $100, even though you didn't get the win. Yes.
Awesome.
Say it loud and proud. Hashtag suck it, Sal.
Hashtag suck it, Sal.
Hashtag suck it, Sal.
Oh, that's just fun. I don't care who you are.
I mean, you could be Sal.
All right, Carol. I don't know who keeps playing that drop. It's very rude. Carol, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is Carol from Hanover, and I can't beat, but I can tie, Kennedy.
Yeah.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Campy Kennedy brought to you by Subaru of New England. Love spring in a new Subaru. You can visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hello to Jake from Norwell.
Hello, Jake.
Hello, Kennedy.
Oh.
Jake's got some pipes.
I was like, hello, Newman.
Hello, Newman.
Am I your nemesis?
No. Not yet. Not unless you win.
Nope. Well, a little foreshadowing
we'll
in this
story.
This is the origin story.
This is Jake's villain origin story.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Yep.
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing.
You do have a good voice for a villain. You could be in a lair right now. We wouldn't know.
Five pop culture trivia questions, Jake. You get more right than Kennedy, you win yourself $1,000.
All right.
If you tie Kennedy, unfortunately, we can't give you the money. Kennedy is now over in that soundproof studio, and she can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one, are you ready?
I am ready.
The 27th season finale of The Voice aired on NBC last night. Who hosts the show?
Oh, my gosh. I do not know. It's been a long time since I watched The Voice.
Question number two. Which actor voiced Shrek in the DreamWorks animated movies?
Oh. Is it Mike Myers?
Question number three. Guns N' Roses shared a hilarious supercut of their lead singer wiping out continuously on stage. Who is the lead singer of Guns N' Roses?
That one I... definitely do not know.
You just see the origin story building right now, Dan.
it's building here, definitely.
Question number four. A list of the best Memorial Day movies include Born on the 4th of July, Apocalypse Now, Saving Private Ryan, and MASH, and also American Sniper.
MASH is a movie, too?
That's where the TV show came from. It was a movie first.
I didn't know that.
With Elliot Gould and Donald Sutherland.
The more you know.
And Radar was the Radar from the TV show. Who plays the lead in Born on the 4th of July?
Oh, no, I've never seen it. I don't know.
Question number five. Tell us which show follows a dysfunctional family led by Peter Griffin.
Oh, that would be Family Guy.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy! And then you make the fifth question a layup?
I could
never pin you down, man.
You're doing some college work right now, Jake?
Yeah, I'm working on my cybersecurity bachelor's.
Of course you are.
This is all part of the origin story.
Kennedy, that's not a guy you want as a nemesis.
So yeah, cybersecurity.
I'm his nemesis.
No.
He's not mine.
No, you're the good guy in this story. He's your nemesis.
No, nope, that's, you guys don't know. Moving along.
We just know you.
Still to be determined.
Yeah. Oh, maybe hack into all your accounts.
You could be the anti-hero, Kennedy.
Always.
Jake got 2 out of 5.
All right. Well done, friend.
These are tough.
Thank you.
You ready?
Yeah.
The 27th season finale of The Voice aired on NBC last night. Who hosts the show?
Carson Daly.
1-0. Which actor voiced Shrek in the DreamWorks animated movies?
Mike Myers.
2-1. Question number three. Guns N' Roses shared a hilarious supercut of their lead singer wiping out constantly on stage. Who is the lead singer?
Axl Rose.
I'm glad they have a sense of humor about themselves. 3-1. A list of the best Memorial Day movies include Born on the 4th of July, Apocalypse Now, Saving Private Ryan, MASH, and American Sniper. Who plays the lead in Born on the 4th of July?
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise is it. 4-1. Question number five. Which show follows a dysfunctional family led by Peter Griffin?
Family Guy.
That is it. Woo! 5-2 is the final score.
You've made a powerful enemy today, Kennedy.
I hope not. I hope we can part as friends, my friend.
I think we're going to pass, Kennedy.
Okay, good.
A text from the 617. I'm pretty sure the TV show came before the movie. I am pretty sure you are wrong.
Which what?
MASH.
No, movie first.
Oh, yes. The movie was like early.
That's your homework for today, friends. Oh, it's so funny.
It is very funny and dark, which we love around here. Dark and funny. All right, Jake, I'm sorry. It is now your origin story. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Jake, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.